Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hey, hey, Julia hier. Ich hatte ein sehr müdes Interview mit den Chainsmokers. Für mich war Tagesende und ich war komplett im Eimer. Und für die Jungs war Tagesanfang und die waren komplett im Eimer. Aber es war trotzdem sehr, sehr schön. Wir haben sehr, sehr nett gequatscht. Und vor allem gab es zum Ende hin auch eine kleine Liebeserklärung von den Jungs. Das hört ihr alles in der neuen Folge.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm fine. A bit tired. How about you?
Yeah, same. I guess it's what you guys... it's the end of the day for us, and we just got up.
Yeah, definitely. Where are you now?
We're in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay, so welcome back. I mean,
thank you.
2 years. I'm a bit jealous about your break, actually.
Oh, you didn't get any break at all?
No, not really. I wish I could. But you guys know how to create an excitement coming back with such a banger. It's crazy. How do you feel about Hide?
Yeah, we're really excited. I mean, it's hiding and making music for 2 years was awesome, and we're super pumped that we took the time to make, you know, all this great music. But it was time to come back. We're ready. We're super excited about Hide, and you know, that's just the beginning of a lot of awesome things that we have coming up. So I'm so glad that, you know, you like it, and it's awesome to be back talking to you guys, and you know, we feel good.
So this break was very important for you.
Yeah,
it was great.
We definitely needed it. It was like, you know, we were exhausted at the end of 2019 and had you know, been going pretty hard for like 6 or 7 years, and we felt like it was important for us physically and emotionally to kind of take a step back and refocus our efforts and, you know, think about what the next 10 years of Chainsmokers looks like. And, you know, lucky for us, it was like a super productive time. And I think everyone's going to be happy that we did that.
I think it's so, so important that you did that. And why are you coming back now? Did you plan that, to come back after 2 years?
I mean, there wasn't any like planned time interval. It was more, we just felt like the music was ready, and you know, we kind of got all of our content together. Like our music, we had shot a couple of music videos, and yeah, I mean, we would have come back sooner if we had all those things together. But you know, we really wanted to make sure everything was perfect after so much time being away.
Definitely, but you didn't thought about quitting any times, or did you?
No. This was never about quitting. We were just we just needed to, you know, make something that we felt like lived up to our potential. You know, we were kind of, it was more about, before it was like keeping up with the pace, and we were like, we got to reset everything and come back with something special that we're proud of. Not that we weren't, you know, happy with the music, with some of the music we were making, but we knew we could challenge ourselves and make something way better. And, you know, we wanted to come back and give people a complete project that like felt like an album instead of just single. And we felt like our fans deserved that from us, and we deserved it from ourselves. So here we are, starting that process.
Yeah, I'm totally excited about that new chapter. I mean, what can we expect from you? What is happening?
I think we have a bunch of more music. You know, I think this is the most like Chainsmokers album we've ever done. We're the most proud of it, I think, out of everything we've ever made. And it really,
that's good.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, it's like, it really, you know, I think our fans that have been listening to us for, you know, however long, are going to be really happy that they're going to get this album that we feel is very us, but also very elevated and incorporates all these new elements. And so, you know, I think they're going to be really happy.
And can we expect any collaborations? I mean, you already had some crazy collaborations like Halsey, Coldplay, Jen Aiko.
Maybe.
Maybe. Keep maybe it a not. Secret. You guys, I mean, this is exciting. Okay. But also more of your own vocals, right? Pure Chainsmokers vocals.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that you know, if we've learned anything over the last 8 years, you know, it's awesome to, you know, work with other artists, and we've learned a lot from that. But, you know, having a song that we can perform self-contained, not having to worry about other people showing up, you know, that's the most powerful type of record for us. And, you know, most of the time we're writing all these lyrics ourselves. So these stories are personal to us. And, you know, they're a lot more powerful when they're being delivered by, you know, us, who they're mm-hmm. about. And I think that it leads to a more complete song. So hopefully that's what people feel as we release some of these new songs.
Definitely, definitely. You know, it's very, very hard to stay motivated. I mean, you also know that, and especially nowadays. Do you have anything that keeps you going, that makes you happy, that motivates you?
Yeah.
I think, sorry. Yeah. I mean, I think like we're really motivated, like mutually motivated. I think we motivate one another. You know, I think, you know, Alex and I, us meeting was probably the luckiest thing that ever happened, because we just, our ambition is kind of in the same place, and we've always pushed each other to, you know, be as good as we can as artists, but also like in, you know, other areas of interest to us. And, you know, I feel like we're really grateful for all the things we've achieved, but not, I think there's like, we always have identified there as like being a lot more things that we can do together. And so I think we wake up every day and figure out a way to like, you know, inspire ourselves and one another.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Alex?
Yeah. I mean, Drew said it pretty well, but, you know, we're ambitious guys. You know, I think we're just wired in a way mm-hmm. where we want to push ourselves to the limit. And I don't think, you know, if we've ever achieved something that we set our sights on, we're like the first people to like not even acknowledge that moment and just like already have set our eyes on something else. I think it keeps us, you know, super motivated and in the zone. And, you know, we're very fortunate to be in the position we are, but you know, we're lucky to be doing something that we're not only just super passionate about and is important to us, but also, you know, we just want to keep going, you know, and, mm-hmm. and see where it takes us. And I think this next chapter is really about going deeper and like building a stronger connection to our fans and the community of people that, you know, like the Chainsmokers. But, you know, I think in all walks of life, as we've gotten older, we've found all sorts of ways to be, you know, entrepreneurial and feel motivated and get excited about life.
Sounds beautiful. Sounds so beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Last question, because we got didn't have any time left. What do you love about each other? I mean, you already mentioned it a bit, but two things maybe you really love about each other.
We have like very complementary skill sets. Alex is like extremely like what's the right way? He's thorough, like he's like very and he has like extreme like tenacity in terms of just like getting stuff done, his like ability to just be like present and like communicate with so many people at the same time and think about so many things at the same time is like very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I would say for Drew, there's obviously lots of things, but there's just like first of all, I feel like you have to be like super honest in order to be like a good songwriter. You know, you can't like, otherwise it just comes off inauthentic. But I think like, because he's super honest about those things, it's like, it's kind of like it puts you in this like fearless mode where you're just like down to try anything. So I feel like a lot of the times it's Drew who's like pushing us into new directions and spaces that like otherwise I wouldn't have thought of, you know what I mean? But then end up being this like amazing opportunity to kind of do new things and challenge ourselves. And you know, that's what I think always makes every day exciting to, you know, go to work, I guess, per se.
Thanks.
Also, thanks. He drinks a lot like me, so we drink well together.
All right. I think that's it.
Cool. Well, we'll see okay. you soon. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a very nice day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Der Energy Star Talk, einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.